We are the source of love. We are used to dealing with specific expressions or feelings of love. We speak of being in love with someone, of loving a hobby or a song, or the way reflected moonlight dances on the water on a September evening. While each of these experiences can compel and overwhelm, yet they are mere glimpses of the ocean of love which we embody, which we house within our hearts. They are rays of light from the blazing sun of love within. These glimpses of love are hints to us, signposts to the source within. To uncover and to grow into this source is the very goal of meditation. Our hearts are all love, but mostly veiled. To reveal the source of love within, we need, slowly but surely, to unlock the gates of our hearts. This is meditation. We say, "Oh, I love this painting," or "I love so-and-so." And this is true up to a point. What we really love are the feelings which that person or object inspires within us. These feelings of happiness, beauty, serenity, empowerment, freedom, are evoked by our recognition of something we share with the person or object, by a recognition of oneness. Love is the expression of oneness, the deepest truth of our being. It is thus love itself which we truly love. We love to be in love and to feel love, for love reveals to us our underlying oneness with something vaster than our tiny selves. Love expands us by offering a glimpse of a much vaster, freer self, a premonition of the possibility of true liberation and illumination. Because love is oneness, it is inescapable. It is the one power from which none can hide. Thank God, the mightiest power in the universe is so lovable.